This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Habayim. Welcome. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Mesachas Ksubais, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We begin the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. Ha'oirer al hasadeh. One who contests a field. One who says, hey, Shimon, you don't own the field. Reuven says, Shimon, you don't own the field. So Shimon says, well, I don't own the field. I bought it from Levi. No, he stole it from me. The guy who you got it from stole it from me. So Oirer al hasadeh. Reuven contests the field. The problem is, when Reuven says Levi stole it from him, he's the one who signed v'hu chasam aleha, be'ed. He signed on it as a witness. He's the one who signed that Levi sold it to Shimon. So Reuven says, hey Shimon, get off my field. Shimon says, what do you mean? I bought it from Levi. No, Levi stole it from me. I mean, Levi stole it from you. You were the one who signed that on the shtar that Levi sold it to me. So obviously, if you agree that Levi sold it to me, that you consent to Levi's ownership over it. It says Gemara, Admoin Oimer. Admoin says, Hasheni Noach Li, V'harishon Kashi Menu. Admoin says that just because the contester signed on the shtar doesn't mean he admits that Levi owned it. It just, he says, Hasheni Noach Li, V'harishon Kashi Menu. The second guy, Levi, is the second guy, meaning you, Shimon, you're easier to deal with, Varishin Kashimenu. But the first guy, Levi, is harder to deal with. I signed that Levi sold it to you, even though I know that Levi stole it from me, because I know that Levi is of the opinion, I know that Levi will never give it back to me. I know I can never get out of Levi's hands. He's more difficult to deal with. You're easier. So that's what Admoin says. The fact that the person signed as an aid has no bearing on this. The Chachamim, however, the Chachamim say, Ibere Zuchusai. Reuven loses his Zuchus in the field. He signed on a shtar that Levi sold it to Shimon. He can't say that Levi stole it from him. Asa Simon La'achen. Okay, so Shimon's on the field, and he made it a demarcation for another field, which means like this. He sold the adjacent field. And when writing in the shtar of the second field that he sold, he says, by the way, this field that I'm selling you is next door to my field. So basically, he's selling, let's say the person who's on the land, who Reuven's contesting his ownership, sells the adjacent property to somebody else. And then he writes, by the way, if you want to know what its boundaries are, it borders my field on the side of it. And Reuven signed on it. So that means Reuven is signing that indeed the adjacent field belongs to Shimon. So in that case, Ibed Ezechusai, he loses his Zechus. And even Admoin would agree that in this case, he can't say, well, I'd rather give it to so-and-so than for you to have it, because in this case, they're not giving that field in question. They're giving a different field, so it's not relevant. You can't say the second guy is Noyachli. There is no second guy here. Fine. Says Gemara, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, this machlokes, whether if you sign on a shtar, that Levi sold it to Shimon, then Reuven can't contest it anymore that Levi sold it, stole it from him. Amar Abaye lo yishanu ela eid. They only taught that maybe the Chachamim say you lose your zchus if you sign on it, is if Reuven signed as a witness. Aval dayan, but if he was a judge who verified someone else's signature, Reuven does not lose his achus. In other words, let's say on the shtar that Levi sold it to Shimon, we have a question about the witnesses that signed on it, and Reuven was one of the dayanim that verified the signature. In that case, Reuven does not necessarily lose his right to claim, hey, the fuel that Levi sold to Shimon, Levi stole it from me. You know why? The Tani Rabchia taught, Ein ha'edim chosma ashtar elam ken karu. Witnesses cannot sign on a shtar unless they read the shtar. So since, therefore, if in fact Reuven signed on the shtar, that indicates that he does not, that he relinquishes any right to the field if he signs that Levi sold it to Shimon. Because witnesses must read the shtar, and the shtar says Levi sold it to Shimon. Aval ha-dayonim, but dayonim that are confirming signatures, choismen, they could sign, afal pi shelo karu, even if they don't read the content. So therefore, if Reuven was a dayan, you can't say, well, if you're a dayan on this, that means you're admitting that Levi rightfully sold it to Shimon. Reuven says, I don't know, I didn't read it, I just saw signatures, and the signatures are valid. Says Gemara, I saw a simon la'acher. If that field was made a simon for another field, even Admon would agree that ibeid esuchus. Amar Abaye, lo yishanu al acher. The din that you automatically lose your claim on the field is only if you sold it, if Shimon sold it to someone else. If Shimon sold it to someone else, and Reuven was, and Shimon sold this field to someone else, and Shimon wrote, it's adjacent to my field, and Reuven signed on it. But if Reuven, who contested the ownership of the original field, who's contesting it, if he was the buyer of this adjacent field, he does not give up his right on the field. He's the one who signed that indeed this new field borders Shimon's field. No, he doesn't give up the right to the contested field. The Amar, because he could say, if I had not signed that this field that I'm buying adjoins your field, you wouldn't have sold me the adjacent field. What could you say? That, well, if it's really mine, then I should not have just signed that in fact it neighbors his field. I should have gone to witnesses and say, hey, witnesses, I'm doing this under duress, but really I contest the ownership of the adjacent field. I should have given a maida that I don't consent that the first field belonged to Shimon. No, I was afraid to give a maida and let my opinion be known that I contest the ownership of the first field, because chavrach chavra islay v'chavrach dechavra chavra islay. A friend has a friend, and a friend of your friend has a friend. Word spreads. And if I would have given a maida, word would have gotten out that I only signed that it's adjacent to your field because I wanted to buy the field you were selling, and I didn't want you to find out that I'm contesting the ownership of the original field.
Okay.
Now we have a maisa. Hahuda asa simin la'acher. A man made the field that he was challenging the ownership of, he made it a simin for someone else. What does that mean? That he was one of the edim that signed that the nearby field is adjacent to Shimon's field. But Irer, after that he protested, Vishachiv, and he died. So he was Asa Simen La'achar, which the Mishnah says if Asa Simen La'achar, even Admon would agree. Ibeid Zechusai, but then he died. He protested and he died. V'ukama Petrapa. But luckily he appointed a overseer to take care of the of his estate for the Yisayimim. Asaf Chabas Kameh Dabaye, the overseer, came before Abaye. Amarle, he said to Abaye, but the Mishnah says, Asaf Simul Acher Ibn Zechusa, if somebody signs that the contested field was adjacent to the field being sold, and it belongs to Shemayin, he loses his Zechus. So Amar, the overseer, said, "What? If the father was alive, Havatan Amar, he could have made the following claim. Yes, it's adjacent to Shimon's field, but that's because Talamachar Asisilcha. I really own that field, and I gave him a little thin strip next to the field he wants to sell. So I was not admitting the whole adjacent field belonged to Shimon. I was only admitting that a small little strip belonged to Shemayin. So that's what the person could have claimed. The person who would want to contest the ownership of the adjacent field could have made that claim that he only made a simon to a very thin strip. He could have claimed that, so I'm claiming that for him. Amarle, so Abaye said, Shaper Kamrit, you said good. Rabbi Yochanan says, if the person says, yes, asisi tel simen l'acher, I signed on a document that the field under protest was adjacent to your field, but I was only giving you a strip, then he would be believed. Now, Zil Havle Mias Telamechad. What is this talking about? Rashi says the case is Acher Shehivi Apotropos Shel Yisamim Raya Shehosel Shalaviyam. The overseer of the Yisamim brought a proof that it belonged to their father, and this guy stole it from him. And the truth is, Shimon really has no rights to it, except for the fact that the father made it a simon for Shimon. The only thing is, the apotropos said, I only gave him a strip. So the Abaye says to the apotropos, Zil havle mias telmecha, give him at least a strip. Because you admitted that at least the strip was given to him. Havala rikhba dedikla, there was a line of date palms there. Rashi says a row of date palms growing one after another. And it was very valuable. So the apotropos says, hey, I don't want to give it to him. So he said like this, Amarle, said to Abaye, I have a vu in the yasmi kaim have a ton ba'amar. If the father of the son was alive, he would have claimed, okay, you're right, I gave him the strip, chazarti v'lakachti mimenu. I bought it from him. It's true, I'm the one who signed on the document that he owns a strip, but after I signed it, I bought it from him. And Amar li, yihava avu and diyasi kaim, if the father son were alive, havatan va'amar, he would have claimed, chazad v'kachimanu, I went back and I bought it from him. Amar li, so Abaye said, shaper ka'amrit, you're right. Dam Rabbi Yochanan said, imtan va'amar chazarti l'kachimanu neman. If the contester says, after I gave it to him or sold it to him, I bought it back from him, he's believed. Again, the case is, the apotropos brought a raya, it belonged to the father. So now, even though there's an admission that at least a telem belonged to the Shemayin, but now he's claiming, the only basis for you to have that narrow strip is based on my admission. But apesha asur, apesha hitter. My admission was the one that granted you the right of that strip, and I'm telling you that even though I gave it to you, I bought it back. Neman, he's believed. Abaye said, Haiman de mukam apotropa. Someone who appoints an overseer, nukam kihai. Appoint an overseer like this guy. Why? He knows how to turn things in the zchus of the yusaimim, meaning he's very learned and he knows how to adjust and manipulate things into the zchus of the yusaimim. Fine. Now we see another din of admoin. We're going to have seven in total. Mishalachim din asayam. Someone who went overseas, va'avda derech sadeo, and he lost the road to his field. Basically, he has a field surrounded by many other fields. And how does he get to his field? He can't fly, right? He has a field in the middle of many other people's fields. He had a path to get there, but the path has been lost, and now none of the surrounding owners want to give him access. They each say, no, you used to have the passage in the north. No, the guy in the north said, no, you had it in the south. The guy in the south says you had it in the east. Admon says, look, at least he has rights to one path, so let him take a minimal, the shortest path. The chachamim, the sages say, no, yikna lay derech b'mei amana. He has to buy a derech for 100 mana. Meaning either he has to seemingly overpay, or he has to fly in the air, but he can't force someone to give him the shortest path. So Admoin seems to be very logical. Admoin seems to be saying that, look, he definitely had a path here, so you know he can't take more than the minimal, but at least the minimal he's entitled to. Says Gemara, my time de Rabbana. What's the logic of the Chachamim who say he can't go on any path? Shaper Kamar Admon. Admon said, very good. At least he's entitled to the shortest path. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kegoin Shehikifua Arba Bnei Adam Arba Ruchaseh. The field that he's entitled to a path in, he's surrounded by four different owners. So Reuven could say, no, I don't know, you didn't have a path in my field, go to Shimon. Shimon said, you don't have a path in my field, go to a different guy. So they each push him off to somebody else. They each say, Amotzim Echaber Avaraya, you didn't have a path in my estate. Says, Mari Hachi, my time in the Admon. So then what's the logic of Admon that give him a short path? Why, if it's four different owners, each one could push him off to the next? Amar Rava said like this. Bi'arba da'asmi kachaba. If, you know, we definitely had this before in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis a little bit ago. Huh? About 2 years ago. Amar Rava. Bi'arba da'asmi kachaba. If it's four owners who bought their fields from four different owners, or even Bi'arba da'asmi kachad, or even four owners that bought it from one owner, Kulei Amalei Pligi, everyone agrees, the Matzi Madchilei, that they could push him off. What does that mean? That means each one could say, look, your path was in the other guy's estate. You know, not in my area. You didn't have a path in my area. So if it's four owners that bought from four owners, or four owners that bought from one owner, Lamaisa, each owner could say, you didn't have a path in my estate, you had it in the other guy's estate. Ki pligi, when is there a machlekes b'chad asim kachaba? One owner who bought it from four different owners. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda owned fields, and they all sold it to one guy. Admoin Savar, Admoin says he has the right to the shortest path. Why? Mikamakam darka is Savar, Admoin holds, Mikamakam darka isli gabach. He could say, the guy who used to own the path could say, look, I've got a path here in your estate somewhere here. So give me a path. There's one owner, my path is here, give it to me. Rabbanan Savar, the rabbis hold, no. If it's one owner that bought it from four, the one owner says like this, Ishaskis Shaskis. The one owner says, listen, if you're quiet and say, you know, don't say that I owe you a path, good. And I'll give you a path for a decent price. Rashi says, "Va'oizul gabach kishatikna adarchmeni." I'll give you a cheap price. So if you keep your mouth closed, I'll give you a cheap price. We're talking about one that came from four. But if you don't keep your mouth closed, and you demand, well, I'm one owner, and therefore I have to give you a path of shtar alamarayu. So I'll give the shtar to the original four owners, and then they'll play ping pong out of you. They'll push you around. And you... Yeah. You have to pay a big price?
Right.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Yeah, Tosis seems to be bothered by that. Here, Rabbanon Tzavi Shaskis Shaskis V'iloy Madana Shtar Lamarayu. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns for a cheap price. Why for a cheap price? Because one second. Rashi says, Ishaskis Shaskis, if you're quiet, be quiet, and I'll give you a good price when if you buy it from me. The Eloi, otherwise, I'll just return the shtar to the owner. The Eloi Mahadan Shalom Arayo, Veloi Matsasashtu Yadin Bade, and you won't be able to get anything out of them. Now, can the one owner say buy from me for a big price? It seems like not. Why? Because then because if he charges a big price, Then he should call his bluff, I guess. He says, "Okay, other you tell me a big price, so go, so give it back, and I'll deal with it." Okay, so that's that's the machlokes between Adman and the Chacham. We're talking about four owners sold it to one. Hahud the Amar Lahu. There's a guy who said to his yarshim, "Dikla Labras." You know what? I have a big property, and you're going to yarshin it, but give a palm tree to my daughter. Now, meanwhile, the Yisoimim are busy divvying up the estate, and each one says, you know, Reuven, you give the palm tree from your Yerusha. And he says, Reuven says to Shimon, you give it. Ozel yasim palginosu le'yavale dikla. The Yisoimim went, they divided the estate, and they didn't give the daughter the palm tree. So Rabbi Yosef thought, okay, this is like the Mishnah. What do you mean this is like the Mishnah? That each, just like in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say that each owner could push him off to someone else. So to here also, each Yoresh should be able to push him off. I mean, the truth is, it's more than the Mishnah, because l'chayra, even Adman should agree that when you have four separate owners, the halacha is they could each push them off. So all the Yarshim should be able to push off the girl. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said, Midami, it's not similar to the Mishnah. Hasum kol chad v'chad matzi madchile. In the Mishnah, where you have four owners around the guy's field in the middle. So then each owner is able to say, no, the property isn't his. The path isn't his. The path is in his area. But hacha dikla gabayihu. But in our case, of the Yarshim, there's no question. The Dekel is in the estate of the Yarshim. And the father said they should give the daughter a tree. So that means they can't say, oh no, you give the tree. The father said this estate has to give the tree. So then they all have to give the tree. It devolves on all of them. They can't send her away and say, no, go to him. They're all obligated to fulfill the bidding of the father. Maita kante. What should they do? Meaning, what's the way to fix this? Leisulei dikla. They should give her the palm tree, v'lehedju v'lefugim reisha, and divide again, whatever's left. Hahuda amar lehu. A guy who said to his yarshim, dikla labras. A palm tree should go to my daughter. Shachiv, he died, v'shavik trei palgi didikla. And he left two halves of a palm tree. What does this mean? One half of palm tree A he owned with someone, and one half of palm tree B he owned with someone. And he said to the Yarshim, give a palm tree for my daughter. So they figured, we'll give her the two halves, because we don't want to deal with these halves. Because it's a pain in the neck for us to take care of a half a palm tree here and a half a palm tree there. So they wanted to give the daughter the two halves. Yasser Rav Ashi v'kakashle, Rav Ashi was sitting, and he asked, "Mi karu inshi l'trei pagi dikla iloi? Do people call two halves of a palm tree a whole palm tree or not? If this is called a whole palm tree, so then we could give the girl the two halves of the palm tree." Amar le Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Mordechai said Rav Ashi, "Hachi amar avimi mehagroinyo mishmei derava." This is what Avimi from Hagroinya said in the name of Rava, Karu Inshi Litre Pagidikli Dikla. People call two halves of a palm tree a palm tree. And therefore you'd be allowed to give to the daughter the two halves of the palm tree. Okay, so this completes Daf Kuf Tes. And Kuf Yud Amid Aleph is interesting, and Kuf Yud Amud Beis already begins the Agada till the end of the Masechta. So we have Kuf Yud, and we have Kuf Yud Aleph, which are big Agadata, and then Kuf Yud Beis we have basically an Amud. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great night. Bracha v'atzlacha, and Gemar Chasim V'Taiva, Kol Tov. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.